joining us. Welcome back. What's it like to be out there, and what role can chemistry play after such a long absence?
Well, it's nice to be back out there, and you know, for us, a little bit of normalcy in our lives and our routine. So, guys, we're excited to get back at it, see each other again, and you know, I think most of our team has a good deal of familiarity with one another, and you know, so you can kind of come into these situations and hit the ground running.
What role can experience play? I mean, obviously, this is different than anything you've gone through, but you had two playoffs the last couple of springs. Is there anything you can take from those experiences as you get ready for October or August 1st?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, 2 years ago, we made it to the conference finals with no experience, and so it can go either way. You know, I think this is kind of a unique situation. It's uncharted territory. I don't think anyone really knows what to expect or how anyone individually or as a team is going to handle it. Once things get rolling in August, you know, it could be any team, you know, catching fire and going on a run. So you just hope that you're that team.
Obviously, goaltending always critical when it comes to the playoffs. I mean, what does it mean to know that you have had the guy who had probably the best season in the NHL this year as you get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness we gave him a little rest. We worked him out pretty good this year. So obviously we have a ton of confidence in Helly. He had an outstanding season. I mean, we're not sitting here talking to you guys without the work that he did this year. So we definitely draw a lot of confidence from having him in between the pipes. And I think the way that our team game was starting to come around, you know, around the time that the season was put on pause, you know, we have take a lot of confidence from how our team was playing around him as well. You know, I think we were starting to play a better overall game around him.
Thanks very much.
Hi, Blake. I'll just assume you guys can hear me. It's Paul Friesen at the Sun. How, with a guy, given you're a guy with a family, how hard or easy was the decision to opt in, and how much do you feel for those guys who just feel they could not?
Yeah, it's not easy. I think everyone, you know, throughout this whole pandemic has a different level of comfort and, you know, handles and deals with things differently. You know, I think for myself, you know, we try to be pretty cautious with what we do. I mean, just, you know, 3 weeks ago we were in South Florida, you know, the epicenter of everything going on right now. So it's definitely been kind of a nerve-wracking and anxious sort of few months. And when you think about everything going around in the world, and then, you know, you think about going back and playing a game, it's sometimes hard to put that into perspective. But, you know, overall, I think feel really good about what our team has done to ensure everyone's safety here. Obviously, Manitoba is in a really good position in terms of how well that the community's handled this pandemic. So there's a lot of things to be confident about, certainly in phase three, and you know, going into Edmonton, you know, the protocols that are in place, you know, they should, you just don't know, but you know, I would say that they've done their due diligence to try to make this as safe as an environment as possible. You know, the fact that we're playing both hub cities in Canada certainly helps. But yeah, I mean, I think anyone that has made the decision to not participate, I mean, I think I don't think you're gonna have anyone having any problems with it. Every situation is unique. Every guy's comfort level and comfort level with their family situations or individual situations is gonna be different from guy to guy. And so you respect, you know, anyone, whether they're playing or not playing, their decision to make at this time.
Was the hardest part saying goodbye to your wife and children for what I guess you hope will be several weeks?
Well, I haven't said bye to them yet. They're still here with me. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be really hard. I mean, this has been it's been a really tough 4 months with the two of us doing, you know, three small children and, you know, trying to explain what's going on in the world and you know, not having any help, not having any babysitters, not having any family around to alleviate some of that pressure sometimes. You know, it's been very challenging. So the thought of, you know, leaving that all on Sam's plate is something probably haven't come to terms with yet. It's going to be really tough. And like you said, I mean, when we've talked about it, basically what we came down to is she says, don't just leave and only play three games. That'd be a waste of time. At least give me something to entertain me. So, that's kind of where we've left it for now. And hopefully we can go on a little bit of run and, you know, give everyone back home something to cheer for.
Last quick one. Given all the rules and protocols and precautions, is there a rule against spitting? You heard?
Like on you?
No, on the ice.
I haven't heard that one, Paul. I got to think that, I don't know. I haven't heard that one. I'll have to ask for that one.
Baseball guys are talking about how hard it is to remember.
Well, I think some things, you're going to have to be wary of. I mean, even watching the soccer games, you can hear everything that's being said on the ice. So I think there's going to be some moments you're going to have to hold in, maybe some of the things you used to be able to say out there. And in terms of your conduct on the bench, I think just we need to be respectful of each other and try to, have as much personal space as possible. Obviously on a bench, there isn't a whole lot, but I think guys are generally pretty respectful. I don't think there's much spitting like in each other's direction in general. And if you feel the need, maybe we'll come up with a system for it. But we haven't quite crossed that bridge yet.
Thank you.
Blake, it's Sean Reynolds here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I guess with such a small window, to get ready for really meaningful hockey, you're looking for cues and clues right off the bat of where your team is. So in the last couple of days that you've been on the ice today, have you seen anything? What have you learned about your team and where you feel you may be at in the process of trying to get back up to the fastest speed you can before it starts to matter?
Well, I mean, I haven't even skated with most of the guys. We're in groups of 11 in phase two and then, out here today. So I've seen some of the same faces the whole time, got introduced to a few more today, and there's still half the team I haven't even skated with. So I think we're gonna be where we're at. I don't know how to necessarily answer that question, but I think we're gonna design camp so that we're gonna give ourselves the best opportunity to be healthy and physically, be ready for the challenges that playoff hockey can bring. I remember doing this at the World Cup a few years ago and having a full summer to train for it. And, you drop the puck and playing against Canada game one, and it didn't matter what you did all summer. It was tough, and it's going to be tough. And I think we go in there and, knowing that it's not going to be easy. We're not going to be skating on easy ice. It's not going to just be one of those things where you're feeling good all the time. We'll give ourselves a chance.
You talked about health. We're typically used to seeing Jets camps, the last couple of years start really, really intense, a lot of battle drills, a lot of skating really hard. That wasn't, the intensity level that we saw here today. I'm wondering, because, an injury in training camp is so much more disastrous this year or at this point than it would be typically in any other training camp, how much heavier does the concern of injury weigh on your mind as a player in this situation compared to a typical training camp?
Well, I think everyone's situation is different. I mean, we have guys that didn't have access to ice like some others, I mean, there's probably a number of guys, not only on our team, but around the league that, might have been in areas that were either hit hard or, the local governments didn't allow for their, local facilities to be open. And, they might have only skated a couple times, if at all. So, that's the difference. Normally nowadays guys are coming into camp having, at least skated for a month, and, even if you didn't do anything before that, you still give yourself a chance to get through camp and be ready for the season. But I think this year was definitely unique in the sense that you just had to do the best you could with what, your individual situation was. So we got to take care of each other in terms of the virus, and equally as important, we need to take care of each other in terms of how we prepare and practice and how hard we go and when we pick those times So that guy's, you know, we have a healthy hockey team going into it.
Blake, Mike McIntyre, just one quick one. We know Winnipeg is known for having some pretty good ice. Obviously, it gets pretty cold in the winters here. What's the ice like to skate in July? I've noticed all the condensation on the glass and that. I mean, is it any different for you guys? Does it make it more difficult?
Yeah, I mean, the ice isn't going to be great, but it's not going to be great in Edmonton either. So better to get used to it now and going to Edmonton, kind of knowing what to expect. And like I said, I mean, it's going to be a slow track. It's going to be bouncy. It's going to be snowy. You just got to do the best you can with it.
And then just last one, but you've talked about how close this group has been this year and what a tight-knit group it is. Is the circumstances of all this, does it create kind of the ultimate team bonding experience? You're going to be all together in a hotel sort of for the duration, all on one floor. You're kind of all together. Is there a real bonding opportunity for a team?
Well, we've been through a lot this year already. I mean, the amount of injuries we've had, the amount of adversity we've gone through. I mean, Buff retiring, you know, losing Brian Little to a serious injury earlier in the season. I mean, these are all things you can't account for before a season, and we've had to deal with. So I think our group's been really tight-knit through all of that, you know, all year. I think we've had to kind of fight as a team, you know, to make it to this point, to even, you know, be playing in a playoff position. But I think we're going to have to lean on each other, certainly. I mean, everyone's going to be homesick. Everyone's going to miss their families. You know, we're really going to only have each other to have that face-to-face and the quality time. So there's definitely going to be opportunities for us to spend a ton of time together. And I think it's something that our group looks forward to because we do get along really well. And we've built a pretty strong bond off the ice. And so we're that part of it we're looking forward to, and we'll do a good job of taking care of one another.
Blake, for yourself, what are the first two couple of days main focal point for yourself, just getting back on the ice? How do you approach this to obviously guard against injury and all that kind of stuff and get yourself up and rolling like we're used to seeing you play?
I'm just going through it, you know. I think, you know, you just want to, you know, take each rep you get and try to make it count, and you know, try to build towards the end of this camp. I think it's a couple weeks. I think towards, you know, when we get towards the middle of the time frame, we're gonna be able to ramp it up a little bit, and you know, hopefully get most of our guys together on the ice. So yeah, I think I'm just, you know, taking it day by day, enjoying being back out there with the guys, and, you know, just kind of having fun with it to start.
And you mentioned Brian Little. Obviously, nobody knew exactly what his status would be coming into camp, and he's not on your roster right now. Is that tough for you, or is that kind of just a continuation of, unfortunately, what everybody's gone through during the year with him not around?
Well, of course, it's hard not to have Brian around. I mean, he's been here from day one and one of our, you know, best players, and a guy everyone really looks forward to seeing every day, and one of our hardest workers. I mean, everything you'd want in a pro hockey player, that's what Brian Little has been here for 9 years. So we've missed him all year. You know, we miss him now, and, you know, more importantly, we're just, you know, hoping for the best for him. That's really all that matters, is that he's taking care of himself and his health first.
Thanks.
Blake, one of the major images of that last game in Edmonton was a goal that you scored, and there wasn't a ton of celebration around it, whether it was the bounce or whether it was knowing the news of the NBA at that point or what have you. And then today, looking at the practice for you guys, are kind of whooping and hollering and celebrating goals at camp. And I'm wondering, can you take us through the emotional difference between that day and just being around the guys for the first time in so long in this context now?
Yeah, that was a really bizarre day because I don't want to say it was the first time that, you know, we talked about it in a serious manner, but I think it was one of the first times that, you know, I think everyone was starting to talk about it in relation to it affecting us in North America. You know, I think it was kind of overseas and it wasn't quite our problem yet. And then, you know, it was starting to throughout the day kind of spread, you know, even the week before, just kind of, you know, bit by bit, leagues were shutting down and businesses were shutting down. And so it was starting to become a reality. And, you know, we were talking that day about, you know, what was going to happen from the time we started the game to the time the game was over with. And sure enough, you know, the NBA shut down and we weren't far behind. So it was a wild kind of surreal day, almost one that, you know, you'll never forget. I mean, I remember where I was the day, you know, 9/11, and I'll never forget, you know, that game at Edmonton too. It was just kind of one of those surreal moments. And, you know, the mood is, we're obviously excited to see each other. We're obviously excited to be back on the ice, but it's not quite life as usual. You know, it's not business as usual. You know, there's still a lot of hurting going on, and, you know, I'm American. So there's still a lot of things going on in life outside of this arena, but for the couple hours that we're in the facility and we get to be around each other, it's definitely a welcome distraction and an opportunity for us to, you know, hopefully provide some relief and some entertainment for people who've kind of been craving it for a long time.
Hey, Blake, it's Sarah Roski. I'm just wondering if you've given a lot of thought to what it's going to be like to be in that bubble. And you guys are used to obviously staying in hotels, but not the same sort of restrictions and limitations that you'll have on you this time, and playing at different games at different times. Have you given much thought to what kind of that future is
going to
look like?
I mean, it's going to be the same for everyone. So it's not something that I've spent a whole ton of time thinking about. You know, I know that it's going to be challenging to kind of be isolated in a hotel for, you know, what could be a prolonged period of time. So I think the mental side of things, that's where we're going to have to lean on each other as a team to, you know, alleviate some of that, and that's going to be really important for everyone. Obviously, every team's going to have to go through that, but for our team to try to keep, you know, lifting each other up when guys are having bad days. But you know, it's something that everyone's got to deal with and go through. And I think, you know, whoever handles it the best is going to give themselves the best chance to be successful on the ice. So just can't let it be an excuse. Can't let it be anything other than just the cards were dealt, and, you know, just got to make the best of it.